Open the doors! Let in the living! I promise not to terrify and mock them anymore. You dig? Even the tourists. Maybe the other door. Hello? Anybody there? Security guards? Sphinx of Hatshepsut? Laocoon and his sons? Oh no. I am alone to the max in the Metropolitan Museum of Art. Even though I'm already dead, it's still freaky deaky. As Rod Stewart once said about Bowie's CBGB party I was nearly invited to right before I died in 1972, I am not feeling the funk of this place. Help! The Met? Well, you know what? Eat my shorts! There, I said it! How long has it been since I saw an actual human? A year? A day? With no livings coming or going, no visitors buying their Van Gogh socks, time is totally obliterated. Do you know what happens in the Met after hours? The wandering spirits? Those John Singer Sargent bitches slinking about. Those Greek statues with their damn ding-dongs hanging out. I'm a ghost in the carnival of relics. The Met is my purgatory. This is terrifying. I know it's hard to believe in ghosts, let alone empathize with them, but I am a privileged ghost, so things must be different for me, right? That's still how things work, yes? For I am the ghost of Dolly Digby Royce. Yes, that Dolly Digby Royce, who died in the Met on April 3rd, 1972. Just like that damnable Rona Barrett reported in her bleepin' gossip rag. I have had the distinct displeasure of haunting the Met ever since. Why can't I haunt a place with more life and gobs of barbiturates, like Max's Kansas City, or my boarding school? Yes, they blacklisted me at most nightclubs, but disguise yourself with a foxy fur chubby and a hot shot of Zyplast in your kisser, and you'll get in any club. Ask Bianca Jagger. But now, the Met is as empty as my funeral service. And I admit, I miss the living. I knew something was amiss when the living started wearing surgical masks, which made me think of my brief stint in a cult at Vassar College. And now, the Met is a literal ghost town, and not in a way that makes me want to buy up all the property and kick out the locals. Where are the children I love to torment by suddenly appearing and doing the hustle? I am alone. I hate alone! Being alone isn't new, of course. I thought my mother was from Ecuador and got paid $5 an hour to care for me until I was 6. I always wondered why my mother made me call her Consuela. Consuela, where did she go? The Securité Camera! There must be someone watching me! Ooh, maybe that guard whose shoes I untie? She's in modern art? I think that's her beat. I'll go check. No, I can't bear modern art. I hate the abstraction of it, the loosey-goosey. Why abandon the status quo? But if I stay in this medieval room, all I have for company is that wooden Jesus traipsing around so sanctimonious. For a former carpenter wearing a diaper, he's really a bit much. Oh God, I need to find some human company. Even if they can't see me, I can see them. The security guard must be somewhere. See me! crazy. I gotta burn rubber. Thank God I was on the sexy pineapple diet before I died. Oh, shh. More soon.
Soon.
The ghost of a socialite from 1972 who haunts the Met wonders where everybody is features Megan Hill as Dolly Digby Royce and Lori Vega as Lucia and is directed by Meredith McDonough. It's written and produced by Lynn Rosen and released by Theater Accident. Sam Mendelson is the audio engineer.